this is an example of things that she would do. This is actually, this is her page. This is one reason why we call it Red Note.
Okay.
Red Note Foundation, because of her love for red. As you can see, she was all about red lipstick and the note to, you know, denote her love of music.
Ken Hooker, thanks for coming in. The title with Red Note is?
My title is Executive Director for Red Note Foundation.
In some ways, it's got to be father-in-chief, though, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I take it you had two daughters.
I have two daughters and I have two sons.
You were just showing me some things about Kristen's life. She's been gone since 2004. To get from losing a daughter at 20 years old, which being a father, I know it's a while ago, but it never stops, I'm sure. How did you get to Red Note Foundation from losing Kristen?
That's a long journey, and some joyful and some painful. We as a family took about 9 years to sift through that process. We always knew that we wanted to honor her in some way. And realizing how special Kristen was as a musician and as a person, we felt it was important to continue that kind of relationship for the community and people at large.
When I read your mission statement, that opening sentence says everything. And it's beautify the world through the promotion of music performance and education. It seems like music is bold. It's emphasized. So,
absolutely. Our tagline is keep the music playing. Kristen was invited to talk to Rosie's house about bassoon. Well, she apparently overwhelmed everybody with music and particularly the bassoon. So here we are forward 9 years, and we're about to start this program, and I'm thinking it would really be great to have a bassoon player from Rosie's house. And I called them to see if they had a bassoon player that would be able to play for us. And she says, well, we don't have a double reed program. And I said, well, we need to change that. And we've been 3 years trying to do it, but we have... We gave them a bassoon last year at the concert, and they have, in fact, started their bassoon program now at Rosie's house. So it's taken us 10 years to do it, or taken Kristen 10 years to do it, but we've obviously been able to pull that off, and we still have two more bassoons that we need to provide for them.
So how many of the people in the orchestra are young people, high school and grade school students?
I would say it's half and half. First year we did it, we had over half of them were Kristen's high school friends,
okay,
which was an amazing situation to have all of those people come back that, you know, are now fathers and mothers with kids of their own. Our Christmas concert is coming up November the 30th at 7 o'clock at the Mesa Arts Center. We are thrilled this year at the level of support that we've been getting from the community. We believe that this particular year will be the one we'll look back to as the one where Red Note actually started. That the two previous years would be practice runs.
So all the hands are coming together and pushing things forward.
All the hands are coming together, and I can't tell you how many times we've run up against a wall and somebody has showed up.